Ooh-pa-pa. Hope everybody's having a good time. I'm going to tell you a little story here because this happens to be a very special night. A little bit different than the rest of the nights on the tour for those of you who have been going from show to show. And it's because we're in a very special place tonight here to be at the Waterloo concert tonight. It's very special. Because, and it's reminding me of this story, because Waterloo happens to be the closest venue on this particular tour to a very special spot to myself and all of us, and probably all of you, and that's a place called the Rhombus. I don't know if you guys know about the Rhombus, but I've been hearing from talking to people that there's a quest for the Rhombus, and yes, the Rhombus is real. And we happen to be near the Rhombus, and it reminds me, this place makes me want to tell a story because the Rhombus brings me to the whole land of Gamehenge, which probably you know about, right? And a lot of stuff kind of went down in Gamehenge, and there's this kind of one little tucked away corner of Gamehenge, and whenever we're near the Rhombus, I like to kind of tell a story. And it happened a long time ago. It was a summer night sort of like this, and it's in this one particular part of Gamehenge where there was this old man, and the old man had been, he was sort of chastised from the town, and he had been pushed out of the rest of the town because he was a little bit different than all the other people. So this particular old man had a dog that he liked to travel with, and because he was different, he had been pushed up into the woods, and he lived up in the woods overlooking this very quaint little town, not unlike some towns around here. And every day he would sit up in the woods there, and he would look down, and he'd think about how mean the townspeople were to him, and he'd look down and he kind of wished that he could go back into town. And this one day was very strange, because what happened was he was standing there and he's leaning on this tree, and he's looking down at the town and thinking, I really wish with all my heart that they'd accept me, they'd take me back, you know. I've been living up in the woods, I'm turning into this grumpy, mean old man. My dog down here is very mean too, very awful. He wants to go and eat people, and of course that dog is none other than the one and only Harpua. He's living there. He's leaning against this tree, and he's looking down at his dog, Harpua. and this mean tree. And the strange thing is he's leaning on this tree, and as he's leaning there, he's holding on to this low-hanging branch, and he's thinking to himself, man, I really wish that I could go hang out down in the town with the people. And as he starts to wish, he realizes that wishes sometimes come true, and the branch sort of slowly starts to move back and forth. It's vibrating back and forth, and he suddenly feels it sort of tugging at him, and the next thing you know, he's hanging onto this branch, and suddenly he feels it sort of pulling him forward, and the next thing you know, his feet are sliding along the ground, and he feels that the branch is suddenly attached to this sort of magical tow rope, and the next thing you know, he finds himself skiing down this hill, as if being dragged by a giant water ski, and going faster and faster, he's cruising down the hill, the dog running behind him, faster and faster, past all the buildings, past the church, past the house, faster, until he's going down the asphalt, and suddenly he finds himself cruising into this little suburban neighborhood, and he finds that he's back down in the town, and as he's going down this particular street, he looks up and he sees this one little suburban house, and he realizes that he's standing outside of the house of a young boy named Jimmy. Now Jimmy is inside the house right now, and Jimmy has always been very scared of the old man, but he's, you know, the old man has been gone up in the woods for so long, it's not really a big problem. And so on this particular day, Jimmy is sitting in his house and he's relaxing and he's kind of flipping through his album collection there. And he decides he's gonna pop on and he looks down and suddenly he sees this album that he hasn't played in a long time. He thinks to himself, wow, this is great. It's my old ABBA record. And he pulls out his old ABBA record and he puts the ABBA record on, and he cranks it up, he's like,